Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Todd Tomasella in Dallas, Texas, and we've got an exciting show for you today. Got Brother Ryan on the phone from Los Angeles. Good morning, brother. How are you?
How you doing, brother? I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, brother. Some exciting things have been going on over there, and that's why I was prompted to talk to you about having you on the phone and talking a little bit about something you guys did. I know you guys are doing a Bible study and some outreach daily. Is that correct, Brother Ryan?
Yes, that's correct. We have a Bible study Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. until 7 a.m. You know, after the Bible study, we fellowship and we have a time of prayer. And then we go out and evangelize, and we go out and preach the gospel on the streets, you know, and hit the highways and the byways.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely, brother. Well, one of the things up front, Saints, that I was very impressed with concerning Brother Ryan, I've been connected with him on social media ministry, which both of our ministries, utilize that medium along with everyday on-the-street outreach. But Brother Ryan, I've seen video of him and seen his postings, and I'm very impressed about the compassion of Christ in him. The Bible tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion upon the lost when he saw them without a shepherd. He was not moved with condemnation, but rather with compassion. And that's what I saw in Brother Ryan and the fellow brethren that were on the street recently at an event we're going to talk about in just a minute. But I wanted to stop and say that because that's extremely important that we be moved with the compassion of Christ. Both Brother Ryan and many others that follow the Lord are very concerned about some of these street preachers that are out there attacking folks and, heralding, insulting terminology and remarks to them. That we never see Jesus or the apostles do any such thing, and Jesus is the one that's holy, 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 not us. And so this must be coming out of a self-righteous heart to be condemning the lost sinners that Jesus came to save. Folks, that if you're involved in a ministry like that, I want to encourage you to take a step back and get before the Lord, because you're being misled by your own wicked heart and possibly by others. We are not here to destroy men's lives. Jesus said he did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56. If we don't understand that foundational truth, we don't have a clue and have no place trying to do ministry to lost folks until we begin to realize the great mercy God has had to us, yes, me and you, to send his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. Titus 3:5-6, it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And one more verse before we get to some testimony from Brother Ryan. Jesus said in John 3:17, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him should be saved. Now, if Jesus, the one who is holy, 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 did not come to condemn the world, why in the world would you and I go out and condemn the world? Let's reach a hand out. Let's say, as Revelation 22:17 says, the Spirit and the bride, the true bride of Christ, say, come. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in and leading the true body of Christ. And we're saying, come and take of the water of life freely. We're not heralding or throwing rocks at them, but inviting them to come and repent and to take of the water of life freely, Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. So, Brother Ryan, I want to say it publicly. I commend you in the name of Jesus, as others do, for the compassion of Christ. And may that just continue to increase. And let's see, now recently what kind of event was that you guys went out to? Some kind of a gay and lesbian event on the streets?
Yes, brother. Glory to God. Thank you for those prayers. And I mean, that those scriptures right there, I took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, so true. there are plenty of preachers out there, and they don't know what spirit they're operating in. Okay. And they're out there and they're condemning these people and practically publicly shaming them. And that's never going to bring them to Christ. When we came to Christ, we were not being publicly shamed by Christ. You know,
amen.
You know, when I came to Christ, it was because I saw the wretchedness of my sins, and I confessed my sins to God, and I called upon God, and He heard me, and He showed Himself to me, and He removed the veil from my eyes. And it was then that I knew how deep of a sinner that I actually was, and I saw that Christ still loved me and had compassion on me, that I was able to love Him back because He loved me first, you see. And so
amen.
When we go out and we show love to people like that in the true way, and not in a false hyper-grace way, but in the true way, if we show them love and compassion and also warn them and, you know, and call them to repentance, you know, as the Bible teaches, you know, it really can open up doors that no man can shut, you know. And
yeah.
Back to the point here, me and some brothers, actually two brothers of mine, my brother Lucas and my brother Paul, we went out to this West Hollywood gay pride parade. And we went out there to share the gospel with the most unlikely of people. Most people wouldn't bother to go out and minister to them because they just consider them as already lost or reprobate or, you know, forsaken in that sense. But, you know, I think that God's mercy and grace reaches out to the worst of sinners, because I myself, you know, am a chief of sinners, and God reached out to me, you know.
Amen.
So, I feel we have to go out to the least of them and preach.
Amen.
The
you know,
of the gospel.
Brother Ryan. Amen, brother. Listen,
yeah.
On that point, right there, it's a great point. I think it bears saying that homosexuality is a sin. It's one of many listed in the Bible, and it comes under the heading biblically of fornication. It's a type of form of fornication, which is any sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman. But it's a little bit amazing how hypocritical we can be to condemn homosexuality and homosexuals when we could be lusting or fornicating in another way, just a different flavor of it in our own hearts and minds, and maybe even in our lives. And so we got to be careful, folks, that we extend the mercy of God that has been extended to us. Go ahead, brother. I know.
Right.
I saw in the video, brother Ryan, you were being heralded, attacked by a lot of the people you were ministering to. They were, you know, using foul language and stuff and attacking you. You handled that very well, not to respond in any kind of avenging reaction. And that was a blessing. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Glory to God, brother. You know, we can expect that. And I just want to encourage the body of Christ right now, and any street preachers out there that are listening to this message, I want to just encourage you that the Bible is true. And the Jesus Christ told us we will be hated by all men for His namesake. So therefore, if we are walking after Christ and denying ourselves, picking up our cross and following Him, we will be hated by all men for His namesake. So therefore, when we get reproached by men and we get reviled and we get called evil and, cast off from men, as it says in Luke 22 and 23, it says, "In that day rejoice and leap for joy, for great is your reward in heaven. And in like manner,
amen,
so the day their fathers unto the prophets before you." You know, so we can never retaliate. And, you know, the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. So we don't seek to take vengeance or wrath, because the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God, you know. And it's,
you know,
not
Brother
our place
Ryan, one of the scriptures
wrath on
that they – yeah, one of the scriptures they use, if you don't mind me throwing this in there, these guys say, God is angry with the wicked every day. You know, Psalm 7:11, but they're taking that out of context to justify their own hatred and lack of walking in God's love. God, if God is angry with the wicked every day, that's God. He's holy, holy, holy. We aren't. We aren't to be angry with the wicked. Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. Now, what is He talking about? I don't think He's talking about sinless perfection in that particular context. No, He's talking about loving everyone whom the Father blesses with sunshine and rain every day, the evil and the good. If you read that passage in the end of Matthew 5, you see that's what Jesus is talking about. Perfect means mature. That's what it means, not sinless perfection, although, yes, that is the goal for sure and the command of God. But in that passage, He's talking about being perfect or mature like your Father and reaching out in love. Brother Ryan, I'm sure maybe you could relate. I have seen so many people over the years get saved because I simply reached out a hand, and the in a line in the grocery store or at a coffee shop and said, "How you doing, man?" "Oh, great. How you doing?" You know, and it led to them getting saved. Ministry went on today at the gym. There's just simply the door open from being kind, and that's what Jesus is talking about in the end of Matthew 5. Now, Brother Ron, you were surrounded by a lot of these very rowdy, these homosexuals that were just attesting the fact that you guys were out there being the salt and the light. How did that feel, man, out there in the middle
right.
of that? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, just to touch on what you just said also, yeah, Jesus called us to love our enemies. So whether God is
yes.
angry with the wicked or not is nothing to do with us. And our stature towards them should be love and selflessness, you know, esteeming others
yes.
as greater than ourselves. And, you know, representing Christ to them as Christ's ambassador to the world, you know, and being a light to them. And if we just act like darkness to them, that's never going to overcome it. The Bible says overcome evil with good, you know, so we have to show them goodness to them and show them selflessness and kindness and not give them anything to, you know, reproach us for and live above reproach, as the Bible says. But yeah, during
yes.
that time, brother, I you know, I really just, I took my eyes off of myself and off of my surroundings, and I just set them on eternity. And I just was reading the Word of God, you know, and because I know that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And, you know, and the Word will not return void, you know, and I might not see the increase right then and there, but I did sow those seeds, and, you know, another will water it, and God will create the increase, you know, in due time, you know, in His timing. And there were many people there. There were even police officers that were surrounding the area, watching, listening, security guards, passerbys, all kinds of people were there hearing the message, and it got out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I rejoice in that fact. And, yeah, they were cursing very degrading slurs in my face, telling me to go to hell and just hating me, saying I'm not welcome here and you know, really judging me very harshly, you know, and they usually say, don't judge me, but I wasn't judging anybody there. You know, I wasn't like hiding behind a barricade and yelling at them. I was just out there speaking the Word of God unashamed, you know, as it says in Romans 1:16.
Before we get to, amen. Before we get to the barricade deal, I'm glad you brought that up. Saints, we got to realize that when we're preaching the gospel, we are preaching the judgments of God. That the Bible is the
yeah.
words of God are called the judgments of God in the book of Psalms and otherwise. We're not preaching our judgment. We're preaching God's judgment. We're mere messengers. So next time somebody says, as they were saying to Ryan and his fellow brethren out there last weekend, when somebody says, "Oh, you're judging me," say, "No, now you can kindly, easily return this reply," which I like to do. I say, "You know, I'm not judging you. I have no one to judge except myself." At the same time, God is the judge of our eternal souls, and the judge has spoken in the 66th book canon of his glorious word. Hallelujah. That can get you excited
Amen.
Right there. But I want to encourage
Amen.
You to internalize that truth and to be moved with compassion and give an answer. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and godly fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Now, Brother Ryan, there were some other
yes.
people, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, out there also simultaneously, not with y'all so much as also out there and trying to minister to those same gay and lesbian lost sinners. And what was happening there, brother? Give us a little insight on that. They were hiding behind the barricade.
Yeah, that's true, brother. You know, as the word says in James 3:17, it says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable,
yeah.
gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." You know, that's what the Word of God is. And when people hear the Word of God, that's what they should be feeling is being delivered to them. And, you know,
yes.
and yet these people were there actually doing a harm to us because of the fact that the homosexuals thought we were yoked up with them and that we were with them, you know. But I told them, even I said, you know, we're not with them.
Oh, you mean with the other guys out there preaching?
Yeah, with the people that were just saying hate slurs, you know, just degrading them,
right.
calling them,
okay,
you know,
okay.
insults. You know, the Bible says do not render insult for insult. So I don't see how it's
yeah.
these people see fitting to go out and insult sinners when, you know, they're sinners also. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
Yeah.
It's not going to bear any fruit, you know, because it's rooted in carnality and flesh. I didn't hear him preaching the gospel. I just heard him talking a whole lot of down talking, you know what I mean? And a whole lot of coming out of the heart of flesh and carnality, you know, and that's not going to bear any fruit, you know?
No.
You know, you have to speak.
So walking in the wisdom of God wisdom. Is, as you quoted in James 3:17, it's full of what? Full of mercy and good fruits.
Amen.
Full of mercy, realizing just how much mercy we need. I know there'll be people that'll react and say, because of what you just said, Brother Ryan, we're not sinners anymore, we're saints. Well, that's true. At the same time,
right,
we're still daily in need of the mercy of God. That doesn't give any relegation or allegiance to this idea that you just got to sin every day, you can't help it. That's not what we're talking about. But you and
yeah,
I,
no way.
Saints, who have been bought by the blood of a lamb and born again, are still daily in need of God's mercy. And that's what Jesus meant in the first statement he made in the longest recorded message that he gave us there, the Sermon on the Mount. He says that blessed are the poor in spirit. You got to be dependent and desperate for Jesus, like the psalmist was. A man after God's heart on a daily basis. Otherwise, and the thing I'm addressing right here is coming out of a lot of self-righteous people who are in big trouble spiritually, because Jesus said the whores, the prostitutes are going to enter into the kingdom of God before they do, Matthew 21:31. Okay, Brother Ryan, so you had some other guys, you guys noticed some other fellas out there, and, I don't think you need to repeat what they were saying, but they were using, you told me, derogatory terminology as they yelled at the sinners. They were out there trying to quote-unquote reach. You want to speak
right.
to that a little bit, brother?
Right, and, you know, to me, in it just really let me down because, you know, because they are proclaiming the name of Christ, you know, and yet they're giving Christ a bad image, okay, because for one, they're showing cowardliness because they're hiding behind a barricade. And that shows fear. And, you know, we are called to be bold as righteous lions and go forth and be not afraid of man. You know, as Jesus Christ said, have no fear of man and what man can do to you. You know, and if we trust in God's protection for our lives, you know, then we can go forth in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death. You know what I mean? And we can trust in the Lord to provide for us and to comfort us and to, you know, prepare a table and a feast before our enemies, you know, as David said. You know, and yet these men are hiding behind a barricade as if in fear of what these homosexuals will do to them. But yet, you know, I went forth along with two other brothers, and they went forth boldly, and we proclaimed the gospel, you know, the full word of God. We called them to repentance, or they will likewise perish, just as Jesus said, you know, and we suffered no harm, you know, because the Lord was our protector, and he's
Amen.
A mighty stronghold. You know, a strong tower, you know, and he defended us out there, man. It's a miracle that we didn't get swarmed, you know, or beat up, because the Lord protected us. And we just put our faith in him, you know, and we weren't worried about that. We were just going to go and proclaim the gospel. And if, you know, if we were to get beat up or harmed, then we would have rejoiced, because what a blessing that we're able to suffer reproach for Christ's namesake.
Amen.
You know, like, oh, man, glory to God. Like, I hope I'm counted worthy for that, you know.
Absolutely, brother. Before we this show is going real quick, and it's getting close to the end. But here in a minute, I want you to, in case anybody listening, because we get listeners from all over the world, in your area, brother, would they be invited to contact you and maybe plug in with your the group that you're, you know, fellowshipping with and doing ministry with? I got to tell you, I'm liking the fruit. If you're a representative of the fruit of the Lord's work, among those brothers, the organic body of Christ, I'm really impressed, brother. And so would you be open
Glory
to people
God.
Maybe sending you an email or something, brother?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. My email is carryacross1@gmail.com. Anybody is welcome to email me. That's just as it's spelled, carryacross1, the number one, and then @gmail.com. Also on
Carry A Cross. Carry A Cross. Okay. Facebook.
And I'm on Facebook under Ryan Liberty. Anybody in the area is welcome to message me or add me and come by to the Bible study or just go out evangelizing with us. This weekend, we're going out to Las Vegas, and there's going to be a big rave out there. And me and the brethren are going from all over the nation and going out there to go preach God's word. And, you know, sow seeds. So if you guys can just keep us in prayer, I would appreciate that, you know, and
Excellent.
Also,
yes,
I just
sir.
want to, if I can, I just want to encourage the body of Christ right now. You know, whoever's listening, if the Lord puts it on your heart to go out and share the gospel and to evangelize, you know, and fulfill that great commission that Jesus Christ gave, he said, go out and preach the gospel to every creature and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And Jesus Christ said that to all of us. And not, he didn't just say go preach to the elect or go preach to the righteous. He said preach to every creature because it's the sick that are in need of a physician, you know. And Jesus Christ is that great physician, and he came to call not the righteous but sinners to repentance. So that's what I encourage the brethren in the body of Christ to do, is just go out and call people to repentance, whether it's your friends or your family or your coworkers. Don't be ashamed. Trust the Lord. And he said, you know, if you deny me before men, then I will deny you before the Father and the holy angels in heaven. So we can't deny him before men. He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. You know, and you're going to be anxious about it at first, and that fear is going to come in that flesh. But if you just walk forth in faith and trust God, then he shall bring it to pass. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit will speak through you, and it will put the words in your mouth that you don't even have to know what to say, because it will speak for you if you just go and walk in faith and not by sight.
Amen, brother. That's beautiful, beautiful. So one more time with that email address. If you're in the area of Los Angeles or anywhere in California, you'd like to connect with Brother Ryan and the other fellow brethren, and or if you're anywhere and want to fellowship with Brother Ryan and want to email and carry a cross, @icloud.com. Is that right, brother?
Oh, no, at gmail.com.
Oh, gmail.com. Okay, carry a cross. @gmail.com. Okay, brother, we got a few minutes left. I know that and you touched on this already, the key to evangelism in any ministry is the daily cross, where we're relegating our lives to Christ. We're dead, and our lives are hid with Christ in God, and we're being raised up by the Holy Spirit in his power and grace, and he's directing our steps, empowering us, and opening doors to ministry. That's got to be the generator, folks, because if we just try to do ministry in our own power, it's not going to work. This has to be a supernatural work of God, and that's why we need the baptism with the Spirit, as we see on the day of Pentecost and the explosion of the power, the dunamis power of God, and, you know, 8,000 people got saved at the preaching of a man that had days before denied Christ. That sounds like us, doesn't it? Well, we need God's power to do God's work, folks. And you can look up Holy Ghost baptism, by the way, on safeguardyoursoul.com. But Brother Ryan, as far as some practicals in reaching out to others, what would you encourage the body of Christ with in that regard, brother? And what's on your heart?
Brother, it's really on my heart to just say this thing right now. It's rarely seen in today's churches, and it's like a lost art, yet it's the greatest power on earth, and that is prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And we are called to pray without ceasing. And anybody that wants to go out and evangelize or be a street preacher, I'm just going to ask you to go in your closet, in your secret place, and pray to God, you know, and pray for the anointing, pray for holy boldness, and for him to give you utterance, and just spend time in fellowship with the Lord in prayer. And because you need that anointing to go out there with, and you need, to be, ask the Lord to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, you know, so he can prepare you as a holy vessel so that you can go boldly out, walking in the Spirit with no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Amen. As it says in Romans 8. So that way you can be led by the Spirit and just preach, and, do not be afraid. Do not get distracted when people try to come up and argue with you or debate. Don't bother debating, because it's a lot of times it's just demonic warfare that wants to stop the preaching. So just keep on preaching the Word of God, and don't be fooled by hecklers and get distracted, because that's going to stop the preaching and the message that's going forth. Just keep on speaking it, you know, and it's good also if you can go out with at least another brother, you know, try to go out in twos if possible, you know. But if not, you can still go out by yourself, you know, and the Lord is with you, so you're never alone, you know.
Amen. And, you know, Brother Ryan, that's a really good biblical instruction right there. Well, we, you know, you quoted earlier, and it was that same passage that I was encouraging saints, all, everyone listening, to read the end of Matthew 5 concerning perfection and what he's talking about there in the context of it. And it's summed up in verse 44, which you quoted earlier, Brother Ryan, which says, Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those that curse you, and do good to them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That's Matthew 5:44. Saints, I want to encourage you to memorize that verse, because that truth is going to change your life. And it applies directly to what Brother Ryan is saying. You know, and Brother Ryan, the more I do this, been doing it about 30 years now, but the more I do this, the more I just try to go out and I encourage other people who are coming, say, hey, we're just going to go love some folks on the street. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to love them without preaching to them, not even close. That's the easy part. But we're going to go out there, hand out water bottles, gospel tracts, and we're going to wrap our arms around people and meet their needs and preach the gospel to them. But we're going to do the whole thing. So if you want to just look at going out to help others in that way, maybe that's going to help somebody. Maybe you're a quiet person. You're not, you don't feel necessarily gifted to stand up and get on the microphone and stuff, but you're playing a supporting role maybe to those that do. Remember, your daily ministry and on the street when you go out with a group is very, very needed through the prayer, as Brother Brian, Ryan just mentioned. That's the most important thing, that preparation. Also, going out, handing out tracts, supporting those that might be doing the loudspeaker preaching, and just loving on people. God will lead you and use you in a great way. And that should be happening every day, Brother Ryan, in our daily lives, wouldn't you say?
Amen. Yes, it should, because, you know, the day is far spent and the time is short. And, you know, hell is forever, and there, you know, we've wasted enough times, you know, sleeping and slumbering, and Jesus Christ told us to pray and be watchful in this final hour, yet there's not many that are actually doing it. There's not many that are going out evangelizing, and we're not called to just sit in the pews all day. You know, we're called to go out into the world, and we have to get outside of those four walls and go out and reach the world, because the world's not going to come to us. We got to go out to the world and preach.
And let me say that, yeah, absolutely. He said go out to the world. The early church, as you read the New Testament, folks, you're never going to see them camping out in some little church building on Sunday morning. That is not a New Testament model, and it's to the advantage of the self-serving wolves who are beguiling and robbing Christ of his glory and the sheep of their resources and making them lukewarm. I'm going to go ahead and boldly say that some of you listening need to come out of that mold, and you're not going to get set free and be an overcomer who's producing fruit for the glory of Christ until you do so. And you may just fall away and not even end up with Christ. You might be like one of the foolish virgin believers if you remain in that lukewarm atmosphere. It's built to serve those that are entertaining you on Sunday morning. If they're not preaching the gospel and convicting you in the holy fear of God to get in the word yourself and obey God daily, that's a false ministry. And you know what? That's 99.9% of people claiming to be representing Christ today. 99.9 might even be a conservative figure. We've got to be careful not to be part of spiritual Babylon, but come out from among them and be ye separate. Sometimes groups like Brother Ryan is involved in home fellowships, as long as Christ is reigning, like the early church started, are the best environments as far as physical gathering places. Now, Brother Ryan, we got less than 2 minutes left, I think. Oh, there it is, 90 seconds, a little reminder. What else would you say, brother, before the Lord and to the body of Christ concerning their relationship with Christ and helping others?
I would say, you know, two things here real quick. Ephesians 4:15, you know, to speak the truth in love, you know, and yes, we got to speak a full gospel. We can't just preach all, you know, love without truth, because that will be a lie. So we have to preach the love and truth in a loving way with tact and gentleness and meekness, but also, you know, fearful, knowing that the wrath of the Lamb will come on all those who reject Jesus Christ. So therefore, that should give us the urgency to want to go out and preach. And also remember Matthew 9, verse 35 and 36, where Jesus Christ says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth more workers of the gospel. You know,
yes,
and he calls us
yeah.
to pray because it's up to Jesus. Jesus has to send them forth. He has to, you know, send them forth. So we have to pray for the Lord to send them forth. And so go pray
yes.
before you go out, and also pray afterwards and trust the
yes.
Lord and have faith.
Amen. Let me say this because we've got just a few seconds left, folks, piggybacking on what Brother Ryan just said. I want to encourage you with Brother Ryan, the Lord, pray for laborers. I want to encourage you to pray for them and to support them. And remember,
Amen.
We've got a new book on evangelism that encourages you in evangelizing others. It's called Revolutionary Evangelism on SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless every one of you.
God bless you guys.
Amen.